In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The post-communion for this Saturday after Ash Wednesday, nourished with the food of heavenly life, we beseech thee, O Lord, that what is to us a mystery in this life may become to us an aid for eternity. And following this, the prayer over the people, may thy faithful, O God, be strengthened by thy gifts, that in receiving them they may desire them, and by seeking them may receive them forever. These are the final prayers in the Mass of the Feria for today. As we are celebrating First Saturday, we have the votive Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and we commemorate the Feria of Lent, for the Lenten Ferias must always be commemorated, even if there is a special votive Mass, as there is today, or even a high feast day. We must always commemorate the Feria, and the last Gospel of the Mass is the Gospel taken from that Feria. Therefore, I comment upon those prayers today. As I mentioned to you yesterday when speaking about the meaning of the prayer over the people, the special prayer that we find only during these weekdays of Lent, the post-communion is the prayer which we understand very well is recited after the reception of Holy Communion. It is a great prayer of thanksgiving. We find it throughout the year at every Mass. It is also a prayer of petition. It is, in fact, when the Church invites us to implore of Almighty God his choicest graces, for it is that moment when he is still dwelling in us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, by his real and substantial presence. The Church then wishes that we should not waste one moment of that precious time when our Lord is within us after receiving Holy Communion, and so ask of him the graces of which we are most in need, as we thank him most earnestly for coming to dwell within us. And the prayer of today's Mass is very well placed. Indeed, it is inspired the way the Church has placed these prayers today, as we come to what is indeed a great mystery, as the prayer indicates for us. These 4 days that lead up to the first Sunday of Lent are for us a great mystery. They are a prelude. They are a prefiguration of what we will encounter during Holy Week. Ash Wednesday is perhaps the most important Wednesday of the Lenten season, but it finds its mirror image, in fact, in Spy Wednesday of Holy Week. That privileged feria as well, which precedes Holy Thursday, commemorates the betrayal of our Lord Jesus Christ during that final week of his life here on earth, and prepares us for the sacred Triduum for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is prefigured by the days we are celebrating now. On Ash Wednesday, on the following Thursday and Friday, we were invited by the Church to take up the 3 great arms of the spiritual combat: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Today, then, is a prefiguration of what will occur after Good Friday, when the great combat is over and our Lord is at rest, his body reposing in the tomb and his soul among the dead, to free them, the just ones at long last, from their captivity. Today's Mass takes place liturgically, if we celebrate the Feria, after none, as do all penitential Masses. That is, after that hour, the ninth hour, when our Lord's work of redemption was completed on the cross. And this is, in fact, the liturgical time for Holy Saturday as well, for the Easter Vigil. It is celebrated after none. That is, any time after that day has reached its completion, and then before Vespers, which is why it finishes with Vespers. And the theme of today's Mass, this feria, is the theme of rest, which we have commented upon in past years. A great calm now ensues by our Lord's presence in the boat, and a great calm now should ensue upon us when we realize that several weeks from now, on that Holy Saturday, the work of redemption will have been done. Our Lord will be at rest in the tomb, but we will be preparing for the glory of his triumph over death in his holy resurrection. This is all contained in the mysteries which we celebrate today, the mysteries which we receive. We do not ask of our Lord that we may fathom these mysteries entire in this life. This is not the prayer of the Church. We adore mysteries. This is what it means to be a Catholic. And indeed, throughout history, to be a heretic is to be someone who desires to destroy the mysteries of our religion and submit them to the feeble reasonings of man. No, our holy religion, founded by our Lord Jesus Christ, contains unfathomable mysteries, mysteries which we are called not to explain, not to detail, but to adore. And so these mysteries, the greatest of which is our Lord's presence in the Eucharist, these mysteries which we receive today, we ask not that we simply understand them by human reasoning, but that we adore them, that we give thanks for them, and that they may be an aid for eternal life. As we complete then this most important beginning of our Lenten pilgrimage, and now prepare for the first Sunday of Lent, we should be filled with great hope. For that is the theme then that will dominate this Saturday evening. Like all the Saturdays of Lent, drifts into the Sunday of Lent, we have remnants of what we have been speaking about in this day leading up to the Sunday. And the theme then ties in perfectly, for the antiphon tonight of the Magnificat will be the words of the prophet, reminding that the Lord is always there. If we cry out, he will say, "Lo, here I am." And this leads us into the great message of hope, which we find on the first Sunday of Lent, where the Church dares to take up the words of Psalm 90 and weave them throughout the Sunday, and in fact are the only words that we find in all the chants of the Mass, taking this very psalm that is quoted by the devil in order to try and tempt our Lord in the desert. The Church, fearless in the promises of her Savior and spouse, takes up these very words and uses them as a message of hope, which we will hear again and again throughout Lent. On his wings he will bear thee up. The Lord has given his angels charge over thee. Yes, our Lord is sending his angels at this very moment to watch over us at every moment of this Lenten pilgrimage, that we may obtain true sorrow for our sins and have the courage to implore of him all the graces we need to adore his mysteries and thereby be aided unto eternal life. Amen.